Okay, well, good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Why don't we go ahead and have some tea or coffee or whatever you might happen to have around you. We'll have that, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Well, Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your Word. God, I pray that as we read your word tonight, that you might teach us. Please care for us. Please comfort our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Proverbs chapter 28, just to make sure I got my verses right. Oh, glad I checked verses 9 through 17. Here we go. One who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. That's quite a statement to make, isn't it? But yet, this is what the Lord is trying to tell us, is that if you turn your ear away from God's law, God's not going to hear from you. If you're not willing to listen to God's word, it's as if God will shut up his ears towards you. This is one of these very difficult things. This is not saying that we earn God's favor by keeping his law. But yet, lawless ones show that they have no place in God. Those who are walking continually in sin, unrepentant, no desire for change. Someone who, when they hear God's word, says, I don't care, I don't want to hear it. They don't have the Spirit of the Lord in them. And without the Spirit of the Lord in us, and without Jesus Christ mediating for us, praying for us to the Father, he's not going to hear us. And so unless we're looking to Jesus Christ, seeking to conform to him, that's how the Father hears us, by his grace. Let's go ahead and go to verse 10. Whoever causes the upright to go astray in an evil way, he himself will fall into his own pit, but the blameless will inherit good. It's shameful for people to purposely try to trip up and trap those who love the Lord and are seeking to follow after after God's own ways. And the Lord is saying here, it's going to come back to them. Don't worry about it. It's going to come back on them. Verse 11, the rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor who has understanding searches him out. It's better to be poor and to have understanding than to be rich and bullheaded, just thinking you know the best, you know everything to do. Who knows how you got your wealth? God might have just given it to you as a snare for your soul. But the poor man has to be careful, has to walk circumspectly, has to know how to walk and has a certain amount of streetwise that should be respected. Verse 12, when the righteous rejoice, there is great glory. But when the wicked arise, men hide themselves. It's a reality that when the righteous are in power, when we have those who are upright in heart, those who are following after the Lord, people rejoice. But when there's wicked people in power, the opposite happens. People are afraid. Let's go ahead and go to verse 13. He who covers his own sin will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. Let me ask you, are you quick to confess your sin? Are you one who has a hard heart and is filled with pride and thinks that you can never do anything wrong? I'm telling you, there's a man that I don't know why, but he's mad at me right now, and I hope I can figure out why. I'd like to repent of sin if I need to repent of sin. Are you quick to truly embrace what 1 John chapter 1 says, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of our trespasses? Are you quick to confess your sins? Or do you act like you don't have any sin? Like there's no skeletons in your closet. Like you always treat everyone right all the time and you measure up to God's standard of righteousness. If that's you, you deceive yourself and you make God a liar. For none of us are without sin, but we find mercy when we confess our sins. Verse 14, happy is the man who is always reverent, but he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity. Again, do not harden your heart. Maybe tonight, maybe it is this moment right now that the Holy Spirit is breaking your heart of stone, and he wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be happy. Are you fighting against him? And I'm saying this humanly speaking, but will you bow before him? Will you say, God, you truly are holy, 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 the righteous one, my only hope? Or will you harden your heart and only find punishment? Verse 15, like a roaring lion and a charging bear is a wicked ruler over poor people. A roaring lion or a charging bear, someone who strikes fear, who rules by loud domination and by massive size. Like a roaring lion and a charging bear, that's how the wicked are to rule over the poor people. They have to use fear, they have to use intimidation rather than love. Verse 16, a ruler who lacks understanding is a great oppressor, but he who hates covetousness will prolong his days. None of us like a politician that lines their pockets. None of us like people in the government who like to make themselves rich. But we want wise rulers, rulers that care for the people well. Thank the Lord that we have Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who does rule well. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, but he is also the Lamb who was slain. He is the one who roars at the wicked and cares for his sheep. Lastly, verse 17. A man burdened with bloodshed will flee into a pit. Let no one help him. We're just going to end there tonight. It's a difficult passage to end on. The murderer runs, falls into his own pit. That pit might not be in this life. He might escape judgment today, but let no one help him. The reality is, if we know that a person is a murderer, one who has purposely slain with his hands, has purposely killed someone, not out of self-defense, not out of any righteous reason, no, just with anger and hatred in his heart. This passage is saying, don't help him. There is a judgment to be meted out. But Jesus drives this proverb home. And he says, if you've ever hated someone in your heart, if you've ever hated someone, you've already committed murder in your heart. And yet God showed mercy to you and to me. He is the one who cares for us. He's the only hope we have. Let's pray. Oh, Father, we do confess our sins to you. Lord, please cleanse us of our guilt. Lord, let us walk not in lawlessness, but Father, we pray that we would walk before you. We pray that you would teach us to love righteousness. And we pray that knowing that we who are poor and needy and hungering and thirsting for righteousness, you will fill. God, please watch over us tonight. Give us a good night's sleep. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you tonight. May you walk in the peace that only comes from resting in Jesus Christ. May you have a great night's sleep. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye.